right, it's another Monday night, and you are in the zone here on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Dave and Glass with you again on another Monday night, and we are, as always, taking your phone calls at 333-2665. We had thought all afternoon long we'd be having a...
Moaning about the Colts offensive
plenty
line.
Plenty of good stuff to talk about. Yes, there would be talking about the Colts offensive line, although they did score, so that's one good thing. But the Colts losing at home over the weekend to the Bears. Talking about IU football camp, no news is good news so far, and the only news we've heard is they've added a former four-star recruit cornerback who can't play this year, but will be able to play for 3 years after that. He had been at South Carolina. We could have talked about the transfer in from Pitt into the IU basketball program, Josh Newkirk, who played at Assembly Hall a couple years ago. We could have talked about a very interesting deal, a three-year deal in total per sport, but involves both the basketball program and the football program and the University of Louisville, starting with a December 16 game up in Indianapolis against Rick Pitino's Louisville program. That would have been very interesting to talk about. But instead, we've got crud to talk about today. Reggie Wayne is a Patriot and IU basketball is in more trouble. So it got weird here in the last couple hours, but we start with IU basketball as once again there are players in a bit of a pickle. How much of a pickle you decide, but Thomas Bryant and Emmett Holt were both cited early Friday morning for illegal possession of alcohol by excise police. In Bloomington, of course, those of us here in town know that Wednesday forward was kind of a crazy week, as always, as everybody's moving into town.
And guess who else knows that?
Having fun, and the excise police, obviously, don't want to be involved stopping shootings in Indianapolis. They'd rather come down here and ticket kids.
Their job, the excise police, is
so here they were.
They handle alcohol.
They found kids. A couple of them happen to be pretty well known around here.
Yep, and that's what the excise police do. Their only focus is on, now they can do anything because they are legal law enforcement officers, but their focus is stopping that stuff on college campuses, and everybody and their mother, including anybody with the Indiana basketball program, knows that the week leading up to the beginning of school, they are here. Guess when they're also here?
Little five weekend.
Yeah. And homecoming weekend. Most football weekends in general, just maybe not in the numbers they would be, because not every school, Ball State, Indiana State, whatever, Purdue, they don't start on the same weekend. So they mix it up and do those things. But sadly, again, well, all these college kids do it. Everybody does it. It's just our guys that keep getting caught. So until someone's figured that solves that problem for me, I don't have a whole lot of sympathy. And I have no sympathy for Emmett Holt. He hasn't made it one calendar year without getting into trouble at Indiana University.
We thought he would have been.
Since his last infringement.
Yeah.
And now he's got the two-strike policy, which I don't know if there is a two-strike policy. I don't know if there's a three-strike policy. I don't know what the policy is over there. I don't know what the handbook says they have to do or not have to do. But it doesn't look good, and it constantly doesn't look good. The last time we went through this was, what, Devin Davis and Hannah Perea?
Yep.
Marijuana in the dorms. When was that? April, May?
April or May.
Okay, yeah. So we haven't been 4 months.
Not that long,
It's not that much. And you know what?
We had only Antonio Allen in the meantime.
Sure, that was a completely different set of circumstances, which I don't think is fair to lump in, because that was on a level that is not normal college behavior.
No,
that is felonious behavior.
You don't see it a lot with the sports teams.
You don't see it a lot with sports teams anywhere where you can say, oh, there's guys all the time getting in trouble for this. Well, you can have two things. You can have a program that's one of those programs that just has guys getting in trouble all the time, or you don't. And then the one thing we've seen in the last couple of years, Dave, this is arrest or ticket writing, whichever you want to get picky. Go ahead and get picky. Thomas Bryant becomes the seventh player since Hannah Perea got a DUI to get in trouble with the law. Yeah. Those are the numbers. You don't like the numbers? Well, it's not my problem. Our job is to give you the numbers, and you can decide what's good for the goose or good for the gander. But we know Emmett Holt and the Devin Davis incident happened on Halloween last year.
Yep.
So that's my math's not real good. That's October's the 10th month, the 31st day.
We're not there yet.
This is the 8th month, and if you would go back to Thursday night / Friday morning, that was the 20th day. So we didn't even get 10 months into completing that. So what lessons are being learned? Which punishments are being meted out? What team discipline goes along with all this? Sadly for me, because I don't know and they don't tell us, so that makes me speculate, is whatever it is doesn't work.
Well,
and it's not, or it's not getting through because it's not one kid that gets in trouble four or five times. It's seven different ones. And Emmett Holt, when he got in trouble in here last October, got here on August 8th. He'd been here 2 months, two and a half months. So he wasn't ingrained into some culture where he was just part of this bad class of guys or group we're trying to get rid of or whatever it was.
Well, we turned him very quickly.
And then Thomas Bryant's been here. I don't want to even speculate how long he's been here, but it hasn't been 4 months. I know that.
No.
And he has his name taken for all the wrong reasons as well. So what do you do? You just throw your hands up and you say, c'est la vie. That's what happens. That's what we did when it happened last year and you had Stan and Troy. You're going to miss some games. Big deal. You go out and play and you get to run and jump and have fun and play basketball when it's all said and done. But you just got to do a little short time suffering. So that's what it is. So we shouldn't make a big deal about this, right?
You tell me.
I don't know.
What do we do?
Are you numb to it?
What
I'm
do
a
we
little
do?
Bit numb to it. We just went through the timeline.
I've told you all many right. times I don't like to see our players of any sport in the paper.
Nope. And you just don't like to see the same
underage
players.
Underage consumption,
over
underage possession
over.
Is something that
Again.
Doesn't matter a hell of a lot to me in the long run. I've said that before. I say the same thing about marijuana possession, but that doesn't mean it's not in the paper now and in the law right now.
Yep.
And so it keeps being done. So, I mean, what do you do? Is this, what kind of change do you have to have? Do you go zero tolerance? That worked really well for IU 15 years ago. I don't know. I don't know what the question is.
As long as you have no problem answering to your fans, you have no problem answering to the media, then I have no problem with it.
Not that I think this is okay. I have a harder time answering to the fans and to anybody that we've got a major felonious drug dealer on the program than I do a couple kids at college that want to have a couple drinks. Now, that doesn't make it less illegal. It makes it a degree of illegal because felonies are a hell of a lot worse than getting a ticket for underage possession, consumption.
That's apples and rocks to me, buddy.
Well, I know, but
that's not even
that,
in the same,
that to
not
me,
even in the same book. You don't go out on a Friday night drug dealing.
Exactly. But if that's not the same thing, then is illegal possession of alcohol because you're 18 or 19 years old, is it something that you have to answer to your fans for? Compared to, say, a felonious drug dealer?
I think the felonious drug dealer happens how often?
Well, not very.
Yeah, probably once in the history of the program.
But we established it's a lot worse situation.
Sure is. It's the constant. Again, you're numb to it because this happens all the time. And if you don't think 14 arrests in however many period is that's if you're fine with that, then I can be fine with that. I don't have a problem with it. Again, these kids are gonna, what are they gonna do? They're gonna get them and they're gonna play it down to whatever they can play it down, and they'll go run some steps and they'll go do it, and then they'll get in trouble again because you didn't think Stan was gonna get in trouble again.
Mm-hmm.
He got in trouble again. Hannah Perea, no way he could ever put himself in a situation again.
So it just keeps happening. Boot him.
Boot him?
Do something? Well, I mean, what do we do?
I don't know what the rule is. I don't know if you can boot him. I don't know if that code of I don't know what the code of conduct says. And I'm not dodging the question. But my point is,
it's pretty open
Emmett
to
Holt,
interpretation.
Well, then my interpretation with Emmett Holt would be you almost killed a guy.
Right.
And now you've done it again with a brand new player in the same situation were in last year.
And to be fair,
that's the worst part of it.
And to
for
be
me.
Fair, that's the argument we had with Hannah Perea because they were cited. Devin Davis, I believe, was cited for the possession. Hannah Perea wasn't noted.
He was just
in
hanging
police,
out.
But because of what had happened before, the justification was you can continue to do stupid stuff, even though you weren't cited in this
Emmett
particular case.
Holt,
you got to go. Emmett Holt would fall in that same case.
He was Thomas
right
Bryant. He was him last year. You've been here for 2 months, 2.5 months.
Yeah.
You got in trouble. What'd you teach Thomas Bryant how to get in trouble? I don't know. Is that good for your program? I don't think it's good for your program. We just saw all weekend long everybody and their mother tweeting out all these great stories about Tom Crean and how nice he is to people. Okay, that's great. His players are arrested again. That's what it is. Now, this has nothing to do with Tom Crean, the person. But whatever people he is bringing into this program in the last 4 years, 3 years.
I keep getting in trouble.
Their record speaks for themselves.
I
can't do anything about it. If you want to say this is no big deal and blow it off, I'm fine with it. Go ahead. If you want to be that program that's known for that, great. If that's what it takes to get players of that ilk to come and play here where there is no consequence for anything they do, well, that's cool. I can live with that. Just tell me that's the direction we're going. Don't give me this pride about earning your stripes. Don't give me this, it's a special thing to do it here, because obviously it's not, because the record shows it isn't.
333-2665 is the phone number. We've got to take a quick break. Dave and Glass with you in the zone. right, you're back in the zone with Dave and Glass on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Two things you didn't think you'd be hearing today. Reggie Wayne is a Patriot, and IU basketball has some players back in trouble again. Yes, Reggie Wayne is signing a contract apparently with the New England Patriots, and Emmett Holt and Thomas Bryant were cited last week for illegal possession of alcohol about 1 in the morning, Thursday night, Friday morning, by Indiana State Excise Police. No more details out on that. The program has a brief statement just saying that they're aware of it and they're continuing to gather information. Of course, second issue for Emmett Holt, who had a 0.02 blood alcohol content back when he and Devin Davis had an incident, and it wasn't between them, but Devin Davis jumped on the hood of a car Emmett Holt was driving after having something to drink. Although 0.02 isn't much, but it's enough when you're 18 to be illegal. Devin Davis bounced off the ground, off the pavement, of course, had a head injury, was out for all of last year. Devin Davis no longer with the program now because he and Hanna Perea got cited for, at least he got cited with Hanna Perea with him, for possession of marijuana. Hanna Perea also gone. This is the second, as we said, for Emmett Holt. And, I mean, I don't think you get rid of people for doing one goofy, stupid thing.
No,
I think,
life is full of second chances.
But this is a second chance. And that second chance went by the wayside. Is this a big enough deal to get rid of Emmett Holt? Look, the offense itself to me, and this is just me talking, the offense itself to me is no big deal to me. I don't like them being in the news. I don't like hearing about it. I don't like having to just throw up my hands and go, you guys are idiots. But the offense itself, it doesn't matter to me a whole hell of a lot.
But
that's just me personally.
That's your personal opinion.
That's my personal opinion.
And there are people that hold Indiana, the university, to higher standards. There are people that hold Indiana athletics and athletes to higher standards. And people who donate a lot of money to this university and a lot of people who are very proud of not being one of those programs where you read about them in the police blotter as much as you do in the top 25. The issue for me is it's always bad timing when you're not 21. And I understand people make stupid decisions. And Emmett Holt already made a really bad one back less than a year ago. And whatever he had to go through after that silly decision, being on campus, what, not even 3 months, did nothing to dissuade his actions. And the other part that's disturbing about all this is all they do at Indiana University the first week you're on campus, if you choose to listen to it, is make sure you stay out of trouble. Here's how you do it. Here are alternative things to do if you don't want to be around certain scenes. Here's free bowling till 3 o'clock in the morning at the Union. Here's a food fair. Here's a movie fest. Here's laser tag. They got 50 trillion things to do if you choose not to partake in activities other college students, not athletes, other college students try to do. Okay? So all they do this week, Rachel Feige's mom, if you're not familiar with the story, Rachel Feige was a kid from Zionsville, came down here a year or 2 years ago, was partying at a house, fell down the stairs, hit her head, put her on a bed, thought she was passed out, never woke up. Her mom comes to the auditorium, gives a talk about, hey, here's what not to do, here's how to stay out of trouble, here's a law if you get in anything, you can call us. They do everything.
Good Samaritan law.
Right. They do everything to prepare you to stay out of trouble. And it doesn't matter if it happens on Halloween, Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, Little 500, whatever it is. But it can't be any fresher across the mind than it was right now. So this shows me again that, in my opinion, just mine, that we're above this. That doesn't apply to us. Just like Halloween. Let's be out to 2 o'clock in the morning. So what if we got to meet our fans at 9 o'clock in the morning? Who cares? To me, I don't care for that. I have better and bigger aspirations for the university I love and the basketball program that I love, and to have the constant people in the program. Again, same kid. Barely here 3 months, gets in a bad situation. Takes the kid who's barely been here 3 months, puts him in a bad situation. I personally don't have time for that. Emmett Holt is probably the nicest, well-liked guy on the team, because if he's out partying all the time, mostly shy people that are whatever, I'm drawing straws are the
fair
people that stay home and study all night. I know you don't have any books to study right now. The problem is, same situation, different year. Hey, the new guy. You're showing the ropes that's a pattern I don't like.
You pointed out something very important. And again, this was the same thing that we said about Devin Davis and Hunter Perea before, because they both had bad incidents.
bad incidents themselves.
And then we're back in trouble again. And this is Emmett Holt, same situation. And look, if you go through that situation, and I fully believe in second chances in this regards, you go through that situation and it doesn't have some kind of effect on you, but you pointed out the important part there. He went through that situation. We heard about all, you know, what he had to deal with emotionally and with the family and all that sort of thing that he went through. And then a year later, as you mentioned, he's taking the same guy in the same situation as he was in and taking him around campus and doing something. Let's not leave Thomas Bryant completely out of the responsibility himself here. Maybe he was doing the taking.
But you know how peer pressure works.
But the point is, the next year, the guy isn't smart enough to say, you know what, we had something pretty stupid happen last year when we tried this last time around. Maybe we shouldn't go about doing that.
Or we stop by, say hi for 5 minutes, and move on to something else. You want to be seen as one thing, but again, it's not an accident you get caught with beer in your hand. No one says, hey, buddy, hold my beer. And it's like, oh, gotcha. They're not framing you. They want you to play next year. Your peers want you to play. They want to win national championships. They want to go to Houston or wherever the Final Four is and celebrate with you.
It seems like the only real solution to this entire situation is to make those swipe cards at Cook Hall.
Which they have.
To put a bar inside there and designated drivers outside. And just make it nobody but the team.
Well, just for the guys that are 21, because that's what the law states, and that's what gets lost in all this as well. If you don't like that you can't drink when you're 18, I'm sorry, you're 19. That's fantastic. Good, go write your congressman. But you know that Indiana doesn't have a different law where you said, oh, I grew up in New York, I had no idea this was different, or I grew up in wherever. Both these kids are from New York. That's the angle. It's not. And all week long, I doubt if you went and asked anybody at IU basketball right now and said, you guys just let him go free this week, right? Didn't mention anything. And
didn't say anything to him at all, right?
Of course not.
Just let him run. Yeah.
Right.
No idea what's going on.
Here's the irony of it all. There's an article from the Syracuse paper last year before Bryant committed. Yeah. Yeah. And his mom says, hey, they didn't tell us about any of that stuff that was going on
number
when
one
we visited
party
here.
School and, yeah.
They didn't let us know there was any trouble about anything. That's not how we do it. And then we're not going to be a part of that. Well, that's kind of interesting how that's all different now.
Yeah.
And sad, because that's what we're remembering. We're not talking about, hey, geez, look at the angle. Here we are. You got your 3D technology. We talked about it for football. We're talking about it a little bit for basketball. Mm-hmm. We're sitting back, just letting everybody get in shape, get to school. Hey, freshman, never been here before. Transfers, never been here before. Everybody, hey, just find your class on a Monday. Let's get to that. Make sure you're covered. Do a little practice. Keep working out. Hopefully James Blackman's knee gets better. And instead, we're talking about a situation that we talked about less than 4 months ago, and a situation we talked about with Emmett Holt less than a year ago. And when it's over and over, if Emmett Holt got busted his first 3 months on campus and got busted his senior year in April, nobody would care.
This is Mike Miller
from the HT
just tweeted, excise police say Holt and Bryant were cited after officers found them with a vodka bottle in a parked vehicle.
So they're not even partying. They're just hanging out, doing whatever they're doing.
I don't know if that's good or bad. It's not good to be in a vehicle, especially when you've already had trouble in a vehicle.
And how did you get that vehicle there? And the plot thickens, and the details in this. We know kids are stupid. Dave was stupid when he was younger. I'm stupid to this day. I get it. But you can't put your team in that spot. You can't put your teammate in that spot. You can't put your brother. We always talk about, well, teams are brothers. It's a brotherhood. Well, your brotherhood ain't getting it. Your brotherhood didn't get it, and everybody thought, okay, good riddance. Stan's gone. Hanner's gone. We've got nothing to worry about now. Well, that's obviously not the case.
Excise police release. Emmett Holt and Thomas Bryant were each issued citations at approximately 12:50 a.m. after uniformed officers allegedly observed each of them in possession of a bottle of vodka while they were seated in a parked vehicle in which they – well, this is missing a word, I would assume – in which they passengers in.
Which they were passengers.
Which they were passengers in, which would be what I expect. This is the official release. It's just a picture of it.
Sure.
So that excise police don't know grammar. But I'm assuming that's they
Dave
were
on
passengers
glass.
In. Yeah. The vehicles parked in the lot of Convenient Food Mart at 1401 North Dunn Street. Free popcorn. Free marketing there.
Free popcorn.
Officers were alerted to the five people seated inside the vehicle when Holt allegedly attempted to conceal a 750 milliliter bottle of vodka as an officer walked by. Well, that's what I would do.
Yeah, especially if you're not 21.
At that point, I would absolutely try to conceal it. It's a bottle of vodka, not a gun.
We did this with the marijuana story, and I don't mean to harp on this, but I'm going to, because Monroe County is huge, and there are a lot of places you can go where it's dark and there's not cops. Where do cops hang out in Bloomington?
Convenient food mart.
A lot of them do.
That's a
normal place for them to gather.
And there's no donut jokes
involved
here. And that's
right across from where they practice.
Right.
And it was just right by the gate where
Emmett Holt got in trouble the last time.
So if you want to connect some of your own dots, you're more than welcome to. But I think Dave and I have at least I'm not going to speak for Dave. I think we've connected the dots, and I think I can figure out where Emmett Holt's going to be playing next year. And my guess would not be at Indiana University because
I'd be surprised. That's taken really stupid and doing something dumb again, which is exactly what we talked about with Devin Davis
and Anna Pereira. In your rear view mirror, Cookall.
Yeah.
I can't help that. I can't be. Oh man, that's unlucky. Geez, there are 600 people there at the party, and they only got you. That's unlucky. This isn't unlucky.
The only good news out of this is they both appear to have been passengers in the car.
Yeah, so thank goodness they weren't drinking and driving. I don't know how you can dress this one up to say, oops, there's too many mitigating factors in this. And if it's not Emmett Holt's name on there, there's a different story. Sure. I might be in your corner on this, but I'd still be upset going, Bryant's only been here for 4 months.
Well,
and you're taking him down this path?
No, exactly. And that's the problem is that really stupid thing already happened and should have had the effect that it took, did. It should have by now, and it didn't. And that's when you go, hey, you know what?
And again,
I'm not waiting around for number three.
How long does it take to write a ticket in this situation? 10 minutes? So this is 12:30 at night, 12:40. Right. This wasn't. You can name the time it was. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's 8 o'clock in the evening, does it make it any better? No, it doesn't make it any better. But the point
college
is...
College kids are up till 4 in the morning.
Are up to 4 in the morning, and these two...
I don't care what time it
is. ...were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Luckily, I'm going to say this. You don't have to. Luckily, the other people in the car were 21.
And, well, it doesn't say that.
Well, it doesn't say that they were picked up either, does it?
It says there were three other people in the car.
Were they
It said
cited?
None of them were cited for any offenses.
Okay.
They allegedly observed the front seat passenger Bryant attempt to conceal a 1.75-liter bottle of vodka.
Half gallon.
After they had allegedly saw Holt allegedly attempt to conceal a 750-milliliter bottle of vodka. So they got the two guys who had it in their hands.
There you have
according
it.
According to what they allegedly saw.
Whoever the other three people in the car will let you daydream about who those girls were.
They weren't the fall guys or
those
girls.
Those boys are.
Or whatever.
I don't know either. And I think that's part of the issue. But sadly, that's the front page. That's going to be your front page tomorrow. And sports and front page. So you get both of them covered. Yep. So if you need a little pub, well, that's not the pub that you need here, that's for sure. So here's my error we ran into last time, Dave. So I'm going to try to figure out.
Well, while you do that, I'll leave
fix this. Tell me what's going on tomorrow night.
Italicized bottom of the excise police release here, because this is kind of funny. All criminal defendants are to be presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. That's interesting to put at the bottom, I suppose. There, it's probably
there
on the letterhead.
There you go.
Yeah, parked in the convenient food mart located at 1401 North Dunn, alerted five people seated inside the vehicle when Holt allegedly attempted to conceal a 750-milliliter bottle of vodka as an officer walked past. Holt, who was a backseat passenger in the vehicle, reportedly shouted to alert the front seat passenger of the officer's presence. The officer then allegedly observed the front seat passenger Bryant attempt to conceal a 1.75-liter bottle of vodka. Both were issued summonses and released from the scene. They will be required to appear in Monroe County Court at a later date. The three other occupants of the vehicle were not cited for any offenses. The primary mission of the Indiana State Excise Police is to promote public safety by enforcing Indiana's alcoholic beverage code. While excise officers have the authority to enforce any state law, they focus primarily on alcohol, tobacco, and related laws.
There you go. That's why they can't be helping out in other spots.
Yeah.
Well, now you know. The more you know.
We could debate more than just that, but this is a sports show. We'll try to move on to sports when we get back from the break. 333-2665 is our phone number. Dave and Glass with you in the zone. All right, you're back in the zone with Dave and Glass on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Some programming notes. We continue high school football Friday night with South and Martinsville, 6:30 Chalk Talk and 7 o'clock kickoff for that. Reds are off tonight, but we'll have them tomorrow and Wednesday, 7 o'clock, with the Dodgers in town. We'll, of course, be back Wednesday, 6 o'clock, for another In the Zone program. And tomorrow night, live from Yogi's at the corner of 10th and Indiana, it's Joe Smith Sports Talk, 6 o'clock. And he will have Todd Yeagley and Mo Moriarty on the show. So some big-timers here locally. And then, of course, we'll have Colts preseason football again on Saturday night as they go to St. Louis, 7 o'clock pregame Saturday for that. 333-2665 is our phone number, talking, unfortunately, about the bad stuff going on around town and around the area. Nobody yet has asked about Reggie Wayne becoming a Patriot. That might be worse. But instead, Thomas Bryant and Emmett Holt picked up late last week, Friday early morning, cited for illegal possession of alcohol. They are both underage. Emmett Holt is 19. Thomas Bryant is 18. Both cited in a car, neither in the driver's seat, apparently, according to Excise's official release. But both were cited for illegal possession of alcohol. So more good stuff for the basketball program to have to talk about yet another. And again, this is Emmett Holt. This is number two. The first one was a biggie with Hunter Perea. The first one was a biggie with Devin Davis. It was with Emmett Holt, and that one was a biggie. So you got to wonder how much longer Emmett Holt's around here when you do something really dumb and then you do follow it up with something kind of dumb. It doesn't bode well for the future.
It's hard to have any sympathy or to give him any more extra line and say, hey, okay, now you really can't do this.
We're not the kids' parents.
No, we're not. And and college is about growing up and learning how the real world works. And Tom Crean and the staff can't hold your hand 24 hours a day and help you make decisions. At some point in your life, you have to make better decisions.
And learn from the ones you made.
Well, I think that's the troubling part in this case. If this was, name somebody who hasn't been in trouble, there hasn't been many. Nick Zeisler.
James Blackman.
Sure, there you go. If it's him and Bryant, you say, okay, two young kids that are stupid.
Right.
They obviously haven't learned from their teammates. We'd go through the same thing,
right,
the same spiel.
Until it's their name in print.
And we haven't brought up any even part about leadership, senior leadership, changing cultures. It hasn't. You call it what you want. It hasn't. And it's the same guys that have been there for a year or two.
333-2665 is our phone number. Let's bring in John.
John!
How you doing, John?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're just great.
we're less than 2 weeks out from college football season starting. You're supposed to be talking about predictions.
And I got
to
burn my Reggie Wayne jerseys.
I can't believe you didn't go to the Packers. That would have made more sense.
I don't blame him for wanting to stick it back to him if he can. But give you guys a rhetorical question.
Hit us with his cane.
You may both have a different answer. But supposing that you're the parent of a prospective basketball player IU is recruiting.
Get the story up.
Are you scared to death of having them come into a culture where Tom Crean can't seem to put the fear of God in his players and keep them on the straight and narrow?
I'm going to read you the quotes from Thomas Bryant's mother from last year. I've got them right
in front
of me.
Yeah, I've seen them before.
Well, yeah, she said they didn't tell us about any of this stuff going on here. So she didn't know what was going on. So, maybe people in the recruiting world don't pay attention to this, because at the end of the day, John, they need their kid in the league, man. That's what's important.
I'm going to throw something out there, and I shouldn't, but I'm going to anyways, because what the hell do I have to lose at this point? What does it look like to a group of folks that don't look like the majority of population of Bloomington, Indiana, Southern Indiana, when all folks that look like them are the ones that are getting cited for little crap like this? And, you know, all the local kids who are out partying aren't. Remember, this community, this area, and not that Bloomington is horrible, but this area of Indiana certainly has its issues over the last 30, 40, 50 years.
When somebody gets run over by a car.
And
really
there are some people who still believe it exists.
And when you get run over by a car, that has nothing to do with anything.
Not to mention the athlete side of things. I mean, you're talking about a Thomas Bryant, just to use him because he's involved in this and he's an example. He's a big-time potential athlete here. He's not going to the NBA after 1 year, but he's got those aspirations down the line. Does he want to get bugged with this kind of crap?
My suggestion to him would be,
if he's running around with a gun, if he's running around with a gun or a syringe and a bag of heroin, you know, I think everybody agrees it's a different situation.
I'll give you four examples. Anthony Thompson, Antoine Randle-El, Calvert Chaney, and Al Henderson were four guys who never got in trouble. And it's not a matter of we didn't know they didn't get in trouble. You know this from Anthony Thompson. I know this from Antoine Randle-El. I also know it from Alan Henderson. They didn't get in trouble. They could stay on the straight and narrow. You're not asking these guys to explain the theory of relativity or do something that's impossible. Just do what you're supposed to do. How hard should that be to do?
No, I agree
with
you.
The expectations are also different.
I've said this repeatedly. I've said this repeatedly. I went to IU from 1988 to 2004. You don't have to add up the years there. But during that period of time, you can think of the Indiana football and basketball teams that existed. You named one of the players on one of them just a minute ago. I saw those teams, not two players off them, those teams, especially the basketball team, at a party every weekend.
And they never got caught.
And they never got caught.
Did they have
any? And, everybody in the place is drinking beer. And we're all underage, and then we're all of age. And then we're all, I mean, everybody there is doing that. This is the idea that suddenly athletes at IU are doing stupid stuff now, and they weren't doing stuff like this back then, that's the part that I don't quite I can't quite grasp my head around.
Need to grasp your head around is,
are they dumber now?
These folks are getting caught all the time.
Riskier now?
These folks are getting caught all the
time. These were off-campus parties. Is that part of it? I don't know. But you had to get off campus to get to them.
I understand that. But the four guys I named never got were not caught because they weren't doing that kind of stuff.
I bet if you took the football team every year.
I'm not willing to say that.
There's 100
of them.
You're
right, they didn't get caught that we know of. I will give you that absolutely.
Well, I mean, you're trying to prove a negative. I can't win that argument.
No, I know that. I'm not saying they did.
About Randle-El and Thompson that you can say that they did.
You mentioned four guys. I saw two of them at parties frequently.
Yeah.
I didn't track every movement they were making, but I'm just telling you this.
And somehow they didn't get caught.
If you're getting caught,
then you deserve to pay the price. Like if you're a college student and if you're walking down the street with a red cup and someone stops you and says, hey, you just stumbled over there. I don't have anything in my red cup, but you stumbled and you blow something. Mm-hmm. You made a choice. And the point is the choices this team is making are bad choices.
Well, there's no question about that.
They haven't even started school yet, Dave.
Well, that's the best time to do
this. They're already in trouble.
That's the best time to do this.
You don't have to get up for class in the morning.
All I'm going to say is that if you want to be like we are, like Indiana fans, and I've been one a long time, and you know, look down your nose at the way Kentucky behaves and some of these other schools behave, you can't tolerate a lot of this nonsense. You can tolerate a mistake now and then. Yogi Ferrell and Stan Robinson got busted that game. That was stupid. But at least it was. They weren't driving or anything like that. But if you want to be different than them, you've got to act different than them.
And obviously that message has not gotten through because that's my question.
Would you be comfortable sending your kid to Indiana to play for Tom Crean if he can't solve this problem?
I don't have a kid in that situation, which makes it more difficult for me to say because you treat your kid differently.
Is this a problem because of something that Tom Crean and or Kevin Wilson has done?
Obviously, isn't it?
Well, I mean, are we preventing anything? Like you said, I mean, we talked about kids getting in trouble and having medical issues. We still have them. I mean,
you never stop anything. You never, it never ever
girl
stops.
Disappeared until the next morning, just 2-3 months ago.
And the other issue of this is, if you want to count the athletes as just the old, plain old student body, well, then fine, do it.
They should make better decisions. There's no question, but they don't.
They're held to a higher standard.
They are, and they sign a code of conduct, and they earn their stripes, and they dress up all this other
then
fluff
take away
and stuff,
their stripes.
Then do
and
that.
Their pictures are on calendars and stuff like that.
That are in every school and everything. That's right.
I
agree with John.
Then do we hold it from day one? I mean, this is zero tolerance we're saying here.
No, I
right
think
now.
From
I mean, you earn the stripes. Then what is it? I mean, then what is it?
The point is they have a book, an athletic code of conduct. Not everybody has that book.
They violated it.
Whatever's in there.
They violated it. Let's go. Take action. Do it now.
You know what's in the book?
I don't.
Then don't say you.
It's like Roger Goodell's thing.
It's not.
Broad.
It has nothing to do with that.
Well, it's a broad
seen the
definition.
Book. I can't tell you what's in the book. So if they're going by the book, they go by the book. And if they choose not to because it's egregious enough where they're tired of dealing with it, then there you have it. But what you can't have is both ways. You can't trot out athletes' bill of rights, codes of conduct, earn your stripes. And when these things happen, what's the penalty? Is there any penalty for it? Are you fine? John, are you fine with that? You've been following Indiana for 100 years. Do you care that these kids get in trouble for little petty violations like this?
Yeah, I do.
Well, there you go.
They should be held up to higher standard than that. And I know they're not going to be perfect. I mean, Emmett Holt made a mistake once. And less than a year later,
he's made another one.
He's made another mistake.
That's the problem I have with it. I mean, look, people do stupid things. College kids certainly do stupid things. And it depends on – it does. It depends to me on the range of stupid. Getting caught once for underage possession.
What they do to the kid, John?
It's not that
John,
it's stupid, but it's not the end of the world.
What they do to the guy smoking pot at Alaska, the Great Alaskan Shootout, back in the 70s?
They came. The thing that got them in trouble was they lied to Bob Knight. That was the thing, the ultimate thing. I mean, some of them that smoked it got to stay on the team, but they were the ones that he said did not lie to him face to face. And that's a little different than just doing something.
And the 70s were a different time,
and the
culture of the team and the culture of the university and the media was a completely different animal at that time.
And
did they kick the kids off for doing drugs that they lied about it?
They kicked the kids off for lying.
So you did drugs and lying. Well, you did drugs to lie, so that was both.
The word was there were a group of guys that were smoking. The guys that lied got kicked off tonight. The guys that didn't lie stayed. And it also so happened that supposedly at least one or two of the people who didn't lie were two of the bigger names.
Hey, Jay Edwards got kicked off the team.
Eventually.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did.
The same with Sharon Wilkerson.
Sure, yeah, and it happens.
But I think that gets back to the Emmett Holt situation. There was something really stupid and life-threatening in the same way that the DUI that Hanna Perea was involved in could have been life-threatening, and certainly with Devin Davis, it was life-threatening. And so when a second situation came about, it changes the game.
I'm curious of this because I think Mike and I are pretty much on the same side on this. I'm curious to know what you think. Do you want to keep him at hold or get rid of him at hold? Do you think if it was your choice, do you give him another chance?
I'm agreeing with you in one case. I am getting sick and tired of having to hear about this stuff, and I'm not sure what else to do with a guy that's already made a really bad decision once. Or being involved in that, and to have him turn around and be involved in it in almost the exact same situation with a kid that was in his position last year, I don't care if I see him at hold ever again. You've done it twice. I mean, you've done something really. It was really, really dumb before. This was just kind of meh, stupid. But if you don't learn from the first time when it almost cost somebody their life. And even if you didn't do it directly, but you were involved in the situation and didn't have the effect on you that you said it did, I don't know what to say.
That's why you throw up your hands again.
We said going into the last break, we're not their parents, so we can make the judgment that you got to be gone now.
And the worst
Thomas Bryant situation to me, that's small potatoes.
But
if he's driving and they get in a wreck, it's not small potatoes.
The Thomas Bryant situation angle for me, that's not small potatoes, is we're indoctrinating another freshman the same way, which I don't think is the way to do it. But if that's
I don't think kicking Thomas Bryant off the
team
would take
care
of it.
No, it'll kill your chances of winning, just like you wouldn't kick Troy Williams off.
Do you think
off.
It would?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, heck yeah. You wouldn't kick him off for that. No chance. Give him two strikes, absolutely, just like everybody else does.
We're saying zero tolerance
to
anything.
I just said
zero tolerance.
Did you not hear what I just said?
I'll tell you what, his
second time he screws something up, just like the rest of them. But hold on real quick, John. The pot. The second time you get busted for pots, then something happens to you. So you've already been caught once. Then you get caught the second time. Then they enforce something. So to make this like, oh, they just smoked pot one time. Nah, that's probably not the case. It's not.
I think we know this is probably going to be true. I mean, speaking from experience with the 49ers and Alden Smith, you can give him a third chance because I understood why they gave him one, because he's a Hall of Fame talent. He'll screw that up too. And if you give him a chance to screw it up again, he probably will. I hope he doesn't. But if you want to, fine. But, you know, all he'll do is probably disappoint you.
Alden Smith's a grown adult. Emmett Smith's in his formative growing years now. But he does not have to be Indiana's problem.
I made the same argument with Devin Davis and Hanna Perea. They each had really dumb, life-threatening situations in their back pocket that they did not learn from and continue to do stupid stuff. Emmett Holt's in the same situation.
Yep. But
I don't know what else you would do.
Got to go. John, good job as always. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon about happier things.
You bet. Bye.
Right, thanks for the call, John. We appreciate it. Got to take a quick break. 333-2665 is the phone number. More fun when we get back from the break. Dave and Glass with you in the zone. All right, you're back in the zone with Dave and Glass on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. 333-2665 is our phone number. Just a minute or two here before we have to head on out. So we'll give you our program reminders. No Reds baseball tonight, but we do have them tomorrow and Wednesday, 7 o'clock with the Dodgers in town. We will be back 6 o'clock on Wednesday. So, of course, tune in for that. And then tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Joe Smith Sports Talk live from Yogi's. He will have Todd Yeagley and Mo Moriarty. Mo and the Southsiders already off to a fast start, and they face Martinsville here on Friday. We'll have it for you starting at 6:30 for Chalk Talk. Again, we're dealing with this Emmett Holt situation, Thomas Bryant situation. When you start with, to me, a dumb decision and the life-threatening aspect of what went on last year with Emmett Holt and Devin Davis, I don't think it's a real hard decision at this point in time. It's harder for the people who have to make it because they're closer to the guy involved here. But when you do something dumb and you don't learn from it and you do more dumb things.
And you pass it on generation to generation. That's the other problem I have with it.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And you do it the first week of school. It's not even something like
you're relieving stress,
or you're at a football game, or it's your only night off in a month and you're blowing off some steam. It's not any of that. And that makes it harder to have any empathy, sympathy, or whatever else you want to give to it. No. I don't have any, and after 14 arrests in however many years, I'm almost apathetic now. Hey, when's the next one going to happen? You all told me it wasn't going to happen again after Emmett Holt and Devin Davis. Don't make me count up how many have happened after that. Yeah. I have my sandals on. I can get to 7.
There you go. Well, homecoming weekend isn't that far away.
No, it's not.
Folks, music means we got to head on out of here. We'll be back Wednesday, as we said, so tune in then. You've been in the zone.